Hello and welcome to Park the Bus, the podcast that talks everything Scottish football from up and down the country. It's Jensen, we're here. We're going to talk about something just a little bit different today. We're going to talk about the Highland League, Tier 5 obviously. And it's something that we don't talk about too much. We don't know too much about it as much. And we'll always try to learn, and it's quite hard, I think, being in that little bubble of the Lowland League especially. That we don't see too much, it's not reported on as much as obviously that. So what I've done is I want to do a little bit of a, try and do a wee bit of review as such on how February's went in the Highland League and where everything is maybe going into March as well. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read the fixtures, just so the fixtures from the 24th, it's last Saturday there. There's no point in going through every fixture because it's just me reading out numbers and names. So we'll start with some of them. There's three that I'm going to leave to the end. So we've got Fermartin 2, Lossiemouth 2, Fraserburgh 3, Nairn County 0, Huntly 7, Strathpey Thistle 0, Inverurie Locos Works 1, Forest Mechanics 0, Keith 2, and Rothes 1. So that's your... There's three fixtures, as I said, I wanted to leave them. And it's to do with the top of the league. Because for anybody that doesn't know... the top of the Highland League is probably going to get quite interesting very soon. So first and foremost, there was a game it was played at Lossiemouth rather than Buckie, and that was became a little bit of controversy based on what I've read on Pine Poverill anyway, because Buckie thought that they were going to play their normal game in Buckie, and then had went to Colatnacuddin and said that on the morning of the game, they would tell them if it was going to be in Buckie or in Lossiemouth. Now, they're not exactly right next to each other, of course. So it's always just that little bit extra, just that bit of an issue as well. So it finished Buckie Thistle 2, Colatnacuddin 3. And to be honest, when you look at the goal scorers and the times they scored the goals, it actually sounded like it was quite a game. So Lyle Kerr opened the scoring for Buckie after 19 minutes. And then McLeod then equalised for Colatnacuddin after 32. Callum McLeod, sorry, I couldn't see where I put his first name there, 32 minutes. And then Colatnacuddin took the lead. Lewis McKenzie on 80 minutes had made it 2-1 to Colatnacuddin. And at that point, you're probably trying to just see the game out. And then in the 93rd minute, Buckie Thistle got a penalty. Jack Murray scores it, and it's suddenly 2-2 in injury time, and then it feels like you've blown it. A point there grabs that point for Buckie, and then suddenly Colatnacuddin get a penalty in the 97th minute, and Connor Bunce scores it 3-2 to Colatnacuddin. Another game, because there's three teams in contention really for this, is Banksiedi 2, Brora 2. Obviously, I've seen Banksiedi this season already. We've seen them against Hearns in the Aberdeenshire Shield. But it was Lachie McLeod, he opened the scoring after 10 minutes. And it was Mark Nicholson scored, equalised for Brora Rangers. And then Ethan Cairns after 73 minutes made it 2-1 for AD. And then an equaliser for Jordan McRae after 83 minutes, it was 2-2. And what that meant was obviously they've dropped points, both the two leaders have dropped points, and then Brechin came from behind. Gordon McNabb for Wick Academy scored against Brechin after 7 minutes. Matthew Wright scored, equalised for Brechin after 20 minutes, and then Ewan Loudon had got two goals on the 39th and the 43rd minute, I should say. I can't write stuff down, I should stick to typing. But anyway, so they've made it 3-1. Now what that does, and to give you the league table, first and foremost, is the league table is going from bits of paper. So Brechin City, they've played 23 games, they've won 19 games, but they've got 58 points. Their goal difference is 47. We've got Banksiedi, who've played 24 games, and are 3 points behind with 55 points, but on the same goal difference. And we've got Fraser Brothers, they're third, have played 25 games with 51 points. Fort Martin have played 23 games with 50 points. Then you've got Bucky Thistle. Now, they've got 3 games in hand over Brechin and 4 games in hand over Banksy D. But they've got 49 points, so they're mathematically are still in it. That the defeat to Killarney-Cuddon, though, means that Bucky Thistle aren't actually, if they win their games in hand, they would go level with Brechin. So they wouldn't, if they played their 3 games, and obviously if none of them are against Brechin, I don't know quite who their games in hand are against, considering there is teams that have played 28 games further down the league. But if they were to play those, if they were to win those 3 games in hand, it takes them level. And then you've got Nairn County there in 5th, they've got played 25 games with 43. Huntly have also played 25 but in 42. You've got Turriff, have played 24 with 40 points. You've got Brora Rangers, are on 19 games with 39 points. You've got Inverurie Locos, who have got played 26 with 32 points. We've then got Rothes, with 28 games played. So there you are, they've played so many more games than some of the teams above them, 32 points. Lossiemouth are on 26 games played with 22 points. Forest Mechanics are on 22 games with 20 points. Keith are on 23 games with 19 points. Wick Academy are on 21 with 19. You've got Killarney-Cuddon, a massive win, as I said, over the weekend. They've moved off the bottom there, the second bottom, I should say, with 25 games played with 16. Devon Vale have played 24 games with 15 points. And down at the bottom of the league, unfortunately, is Strathspey Thistle. They played 23 games this season. They've won 1 game, 1 draw, 4 points. I mean, there we'll come on to how the relegation system's going to look as well. But I think at the top of the league, I mean, it looks like it is going to be a three-way. It could be a three-way battle, depending how, obviously, games in hand and fixtures coming up. And as well, I mean, reading bits about Brechin, I don't think Brechin are firing on all cylinders either. The assumption before I probably had a look into it was that Brechin were maybe cruising just a wee bit at the top of this league, based on a bit of ignorance, probably, more than anything else. I thought that they were flying. They're not really. They're obviously 3 points in front in a game in hand over Banksy D. Bucky can still catch them and be level if need be. Coming up as well, what's happening this weekend, the 27th of February, is that it's Banksy D versus, or Brechin versus Banksy D. A win for Banksy D takes them top. A point, obviously, for Brechin would keep them, well, it would keep them at the top of the league and give them a wee bit more of a cushion. To finish off February, it was Wednesday night. Bucky Thistle at home to Lossiemouth, Forest Mechanics at home to Huntly, and Wicker at home to Brora Rangers. So, I mean, there's the other league, there's the 5 league games, or 4 league games, I should say, that are going to be in the Highland League coming forward for this month, the end of this month. The big one is obviously Brechin at home at Glebe Park to Banksy D. It's not quite a 6-pointer, I suppose, but it's going to be there or thereabouts, isn't it? If anything was to come about, it's going to probably lead to, or hopefully it leads to, a 3-way title race. It's always good, and it's always a bit exciting, I suppose, if you do get that, rather than a team running away. It's something that we can see that certainly at the bottom of the Lowland League, is that a team is sorting away, and it's something that's not maybe, it's not happening up here. As I said, based on what I've read on Pine Bovril, there's some unhappiness and within the Brechin fans, some of the players maybe not getting games, not looking as good since obviously the management change, because they have been through a management change. Andy Kirk left with Craig Levein to go to St Johnstone, and there's been a change in there. But again, they are still top of the league, probably still favourites for the league. Banksy D look like they're right on their heels, and Bucky Thistle are there or thereabouts. Obviously, they're maybe in a falser position because of games that have been postponed, but coming forward, it's certainly something that it's going to be good to keep a wee eye on as well. Going down the very bottom of the league, There's not really anything much to say. There's not a relegation battle. It's a case that Strathspey Thistle are going to be should be relegated. So, yeah, they should be relegated, but again, it all depends on what happens below them. They played Huntley at the weekend. They got beat 7-0. I mean, a little shout out to Angus Grant. He's got five of those goals. Five goals, regardless, is always an amazing achievement. So well done to him as well. Strathspey are absolutely dead and buried at the bottom of this league. Properly dead and buried. It's a case of who gets the or who finishes top of the three leagues below, and whether we're going to get a playoff. I mean, currently in the North Juniors, there's nobody with a license, so they're not going to be involved. Midlands League, Proti Athletic are the top. Lockie United are second. There is a 9-point difference. Lockie have got three games in hand and still to play Broughty as well. I think they play each other this Wednesday coming. So, again, it could all open up if Lockie can get into that playoff. Then suddenly they get into a playoff as well. And same in the North Cali. Invergordon are currently top of the league. Loch Ness are second. They've got games in hand. A game in hand over Invergordon. The next closest team that's got a license is Fort William. They're third, but they are quite far out now, so off the contention. So if anything, it is going to be Lockie United are the ones that are looking at whether they can get into this Highland League. Again, if you're a Strathspey Thistle supporter, player, the whole shebang, you're praying that Broughty win the league compared to Lockie United, whereas everybody else probably wants to see a little bit of a stand and wants to see a game. So they're shouting for Lockie in a spectacle. So that's where the leagues are looking at the moment. There's obviously, as I said, there's those games that are coming up this week as well on the 27th and the 28th. Brechin, as I'll repeat them there, Brechin City are at home to Banksy D. You've got Bucky Thistle at home to Lossiemouth. You've got Forest Mechanics at home to Huntley. Wick Academy at home to Brora Rangers. Inverary Loco are at home to Fort Martin. So that's surely, that's up until the end of February. We're going into March. And we'll just get the March fixtures. So Friday the 1st of March, Banksy D. There isn't much rest for them, to be honest. They're playing Tuesday, Friday. So Banksy D are at home to Turriff in the Highland League. And then on the Saturday the 2nd, Brora Rangers are at home to Fraserburgh. Bucky are at home to Strathspey Thistle. So you'd imagine that's a home win for Bucky. Devon Vale are at home to Roths. Huntley are at home to Forest Mechanics. Inverurie are at home to Lossiemouth. Keith are at home to Brechin. Nairn County are at home to Clatnacudden. And Wick Academy are at Fort Martin. We then have following Saturday, Strathspey at home to Keith on the, that's at 2 o'clock, that's why it's a different time. Brechin at home to Devonville, Fort Martin at home to Huntley, Forest Mechanics at home to Brora, Fraserburgh are at home to Banksy D, Inverurie at home to Wick, Lossiemouth at home to Bucky, Rothies are at home to Clatnacudden, and Turriff are at home to Nairn County. And then the following week it's 2 o'clock, Banksy D at home to Forest, Brora at home to Fort Martin, Bucky at home to Inverurie, Clatnacudden at home to Brechin, Devon Vale at home to Strathspey, Huntley at home to Wick Academy, Keith at home to Lossiemouth, Nairn County at home to Fraserburgh, and Rothes are at home to Turriff. And then the last weekend in March, so this is right up until the end of March, you've got Brechin at home to Turriff, Fort Martin at home to Banksy D, Forest are at home to Nairn, Fraserburgh at home to Rothes, Huntley are at home to Brora, Inverurie are at home to Keith, Lossiemouth are at home to Devon Vale, Strathspey Thistle are at home to Clatnacudden, and Wick are at home to Bucky Thistle. So there's your fixtures right up until March. Again, these can all be dependent on how they're actually on the weather as well, of course. Sometimes it's more difficult for teams maybe to get a run when the weather hasn't been great. So I think that it is more difficult when obviously you're playing fixtures and then you then build up fixtures and you've got to go for a run. So does that maybe knock Bucky Thistle out? It maybe does. But at the same time, do they build a bit of momentum and get themselves right back into contention to get into that SPFL playoff as well and probably meet East Kilbride, because I think they're more champions elect than anything else. But no, that's probably the whole thing. Where we are at the moment, as I said, it's just me, don't want to rattle on too much. Bit gutted I can't get to the the game on Tuesday night, unfortunately. It's just a little bit of a too far a trek for me up there. Time I finish work, so I would probably miss a kickoff at least. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a cracking game regardless. It'll be good to revisit this, see where everything is halfway through March as well. And where we go. So, yeah, again, thank you very much for listening. It's only been me reviewing what's happening in the Highland League. We've been part of the bus. We're proudly sponsored by Shalna, the independent fashion brand with Swedish soul. As a part of the bus listener, get yourself 10% off by using promo code PARTOFTHEBUSPOD, all capital letters, one word, and get yourself some nice new gear. So again, thank you very much for listening, and it's a bye for me.